sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God who loves us. Amen. The whole Bible in one word. Think about what you would say. The whole Bible in one word. I start with this. There was an experience that I had at Shepherd of the Valley, last congregation, and one of the couples had divided, not in their marriage, but in their church home. In that congregation, over the conversation that we were having in the ELCA at that time. It was a conflicted time around the human sexuality statement and who could be a pastor in the ELCA and who could get married in our churches, quote, our churches. And so it had the question, I think, had divided this one couple. They stayed married and their marriage seemed happy and healthy, but they had gone to different churches. He had stayed with us at Shepherd of the Valley because of the relationships, actually. I don't think he agreed either, but she had disagreed and she had found another church. But she still wanted to come, she still wanted me to come and talk to me. She wanted me to come over. So I go over to her house, and he was not there. And she made some coffee for me. And then, I felt in my memory right now, it was kind of an aggressive conversation. She was pretty upset. And I remember not talking much because she was just going. And then I'll always remember at one point her pointing a finger at me and asking me that question, whole Bible in one word, what is it? And it's just like her finger over me, you know, and I felt a little aggressive. I felt a little attacked, you know, or under attack, you know. I was stuttering. I'm a new pastor, and she's like, I guess if I had to pick one word, I guess maybe it would be, I don't know, love. Wrong, she says. I barely get out the word love, and she says, wrong. Obedience. Well, I wonder what word you would pick. And I still stand by my word, my one word, love. Today's gospel passage is about love. That's why I wanted to tell that story. I think the whole book of John is about love. I think, and I still hold, that the whole Bible is about love. Love is actually what Easter Sunday is all about, certainly the whole Easter season. It's what Pentecost is all about and Christmas. Love is what Christmas is really all about. It's about what the Protestant Reformation is all about. We might miss it on those high holy days because other words really come to the fore then, but implicitly at least, love, God's abundant, overflowing, radically welcoming, cosmic, divine love is what is behind it all. Abide in my love, Jesus says. Wait a second. Jesus demands obedience. Do that. Well, that's why I wanted to tell this story. Jesus demands obedience to love. Huh. Wasn't her word obedience? Yeah. You are my friends, verse 14. You are my friends if you do what I tell you. Did you hear what Jesus, what is that? What kind of a friend? You are my friend if. I think you got to laugh at this for a second, this verse, because that's not how good friends are. They don't demand something of you. You're my friend if. You do this or you do that, and then I'll be friends. Then we're friends. Then, you know, ask any young person. That's not a good friend that makes demands on you like that. That's not a good friend. But we have to read John in a different light. After we can laugh at this verse for a minute, as we study Greek and listen to the scholars, at least, who have mastered the Greek, it helps a little bit. Jesus is all love, you have to understand, in the Gospel of John. And the spirit behind this, even verse 14, the spirit behind this, you are my friends if you do what I tell you. The spirit behind this is really when you are engaged in the actions of love, in thoughts of love, in words of love, in hands and feet of love, then you actually reflect me, Jesus says. You actually start to look like me, and people will know, because we're so much alike, that we must be friends. I think that's more of the spirit behind this. Thanks to the scholars and the Greek. And maybe my friend around that kitchen table was right too. Maybe it's not just one word. Maybe it's two or three. Maybe it's obedience to love. Obedience to abiding in God. That's what the whole scripture is about. Total submission to grace, you know? Living in Christ. These are loaded things. I think there's something to it. We can't just help ourselves. We can only give ourselves to God's love. And so, having done that, having let ourselves go to God, having entrusted all things to Christ, having been obedient to love divine, what does that look like in how we live our lives? What does being obedient to love look like when fire does not cease in Gaza? What does being obedient to love look like when both Hamas and the Israeli government have committed terrible atrocities toward fellow human beings? What does being obedient to love look like on college campuses and Capitol Hills? What does being obedient to love look like when we see the state of this world, the state of this planet? What does being obedient to love look like in our local communities? When our neighbors are going through difficult times, what does being obedient to love look like when our own hearts are troubled and our own relationships strained? What does being obedient to love look like when we deny our own bodies and our own minds the care and the rest and the nutrition and the joy and the peace that it needs? See, this Jesus seemingly fluffy up in the clouds words about love suddenly have teeth on the ground. Abiding really implies being on the ground after all, doesn't it? And that love on the ground with teeth is such a counter to the ways that this world that we humans have always operated in, our sin and our brokenness. Love on the ground is always forging a way for peace, always shaping a path for justice, always blazing a new trail, one that most don't go down, but when we do, we look like Christ Jesus even more. I'm talking about the Christ who kneels at the feet of his friends to silently wash their feet. I'm talking about the Christ who pours out himself for this earth and for all its inhabitants. This cosmic love, friends, turns everything on its head. How about you forgive them? Jesus suggests and commands us. How about we do? How about you forgive them? Which is not to say that what has been done is okay, because it's not. I know I'm being vague here, but certain actions, let me just say, are not okay. to forgive them is not to condone or accept the injustices, the abuses, the hatreds, the atrocities, the infidelities, the violences. To forgive and to love is not to condone any of that. To forgive and to love is to abide in God, to look even more like Jesus, and to be friends ever more fully. And in that is joy. Let's accept Jesus' offer of friendship again today together. Let's love one another, as Jesus says, which includes everyone here, which includes everyone out there, which includes the whole planet and all the creatures, which includes your own body and your own mind. Let's accept Jesus' offer of friendship. These are his last words, by the way, at that Last Supper with his disciples. And they are our first words this new week. Love, abide, forgive, rest. And go now and share. From obedience to love. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. The Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.